With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. One slight move, a tilt of the head. By all accounts, that's what saved the life of former President Trump, targeted by a would-be assassin at Saturday's rally in western Pennsylvania. Along with thanking law enforcement, offering condolences to the shooting victims and their loved ones, Mr. Trump is giving thanks to God for saving his life. There are so many questions in the wake of the tragic event, including how the gunman was able to access a nearby rooftop. House Speaker Mike Johnson promising a thorough congressional investigation.
This is a horrific act of political violence that ought to be roundly condemned. Obviously, we can't go on like this as a society. Our prayers are with President Trump, all the rally attendees, certainly the family of the individual that lost their life and those who were injured.
Johnson on NBC's Meet the Press, former President Trump appealing for national unity, President Biden speaking from the Oval Office last evening.
A former president was shot. An American citizen killed while simply exercising his freedom to support the candidate of his choosing. We cannot, we must not go down this road in America.
Mr. Trump now in Milwaukee, where the Republican National Convention gets underway today, and our White House correspondent Greg Clugston is there.
Throughout this four-day convention, delegates will be hearing from GOP officials, lawmakers, and candidates, plus a variety of other guests. They include TV host Tucker Carlson, Teamsters President Sean O'Brien, Dana White of Ultimate Fighting Championship, and evangelist Franklin Graham. Trump's biggest Republican primary rival originally was not going to see the convention stage, but former Governor Nikki Haley is now scheduled to speak here. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
Also at SRNnews.com, following Friday's sizable gains, Wall Street may move higher still at this morning's opening bell. The Dow futures are up 205 points. This is SRN News. Evangelical leaders reacting to the attempted assassination of Donald Trump.
Franklin Graham says, "I thank God that the former president is alive." Focus on the Family President Jim Daly tells the Christian Post, "We are grateful that President Trump was not seriously injured. We are praying earnestly for him and ask God to comfort all those affected." Evangelist Greg Laurie says, "God spared Donald Trump. It's time for us as a nation to pray, regardless of our political affiliation." Bernie Bennett, SRN News.
A federal appeals court panel has ruled that Tennessee is not discriminating against transgender people by not allowing them to change the sex designation on their birth certificates. In a 2-1 decision, the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals panel found there is no fundamental right to a birth certificate recording gender identity instead of biological sex. The opinion notes that only 11 states currently allow people to change their birth certificates based solely on a declaration of their so-called gender identity. This is SRN News. Sadly, tragically, former President Trump far from alone when it comes to being targeted by a would-be assassin. Others have been targeted through the decades, and four U.S. presidents were fatally shot.
Before Saturday's attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump, there have been multiple instances of political violence targeting U.S. presidents, former presidents, and major party presidential candidates. Presidents Abraham Lincoln, James Garfield, William McKinley, and John F. Kennedy were shot and killed by assassins. Presidents Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan, and George W. Bush survived assassination attempts. Ron Taylor reporting.
Almost a week after Hurricane Beryl brought down trees and power lines, more than a 250,000 utility customers, homes, and businesses still without power in the Houston area. Governor Greg Abbott calling for an investigation of CenterPoint Energy's preparations for the storm. More details, SRNnews.com.